This is The Record on KUOW with Marcy Silman. I'm Ross Reynolds. The Super Bowl of Electronics was held last week in Las Vegas. The Consumer Electronics Show wrapped up on Thursday. Who's who of the tech world gathered to share new gadgets and talk business? Todd Bishop of the tech website GeekWire was at the show and saw the future. So, Todd, what's the future look like?
Lots and lots of sensors, Ross. And in fact, we even saw the continuation of this trend just here today. Google announced that it's buying Nest Labs, which makes the smart thermostats and the smoke detectors, for $3.2 billion.
That's a lot of jingle jangle going on.
It is.
And tell us a little bit about those products that Google just paid a boatload of money for.
That's right. They are essentially a smart thermostat. It's a thermostat that can be controlled by a smartphone app and then a companion smoke detector that doesn't actually give you that shrill beep. It instead says, heads up. You've got some smoke in the kitchen.
And there's a Seattle connection here, a Western Washington connection.
That's right. A former University of Washington computer science professor, Yoki Matsuoka, is the vice president of technology at Nest. So maybe she'll be getting a big windfall from this acquisition and she can come back here and invest in some startups in the Seattle region. That would be the ultimate outcome.
So it's all about the sensors. You know, I read a lot about how wearable computers like watches were really big at the CES this year. Did you notice that?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Samsung has really been out ahead of this trend, perhaps not always in a good way. Their Galaxy Gear watch has been criticized. My colleague Taylor Soper has been wearing one around. And really, these smartwatch technologies are sort of a solution in search of a problem in a lot of ways. They're not really yet providing that killer application that you
really
need.
Oh, I can't pull my phone out of my pocket,
exactly.
But I can look at my wrist. I mean, I don't get it myself.
No, absolutely. But you are seeing sensors and the whole notion of wearables and computing going into the everyday objects that we have around our lives. That trend was very pervasive at CES. I think my favorite example was a tennis racket that Sony was showing with a sensor in the handle, and you're actually able to swing it, and then it gives you analytics on your swing.
Wow.
With a smartphone or a tablet app. There's also a basketball with embedded sensors. If I was back in high school or junior high just trying to learn a new sport, man, the world would be my oyster, you know?
There's like the Fitbit, which you wear on your hand.
That's
tells
right.
you how far you've walked. Did you see the next generation of those kind of personal measurement devices?
Yes. Lots of companies were showing many of these kinds of tracking technologies. The thing is, they're still very much going through the smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is that you just monitor your life through the smartphone or through your computer. Lots of emerging technologies in that area.
So I read on GeekWire, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis did a short set of music for AT&T. But I understand the CEO of T-Mobile was there. He got booted out.
That's right. And Taylor and I also snuck into that concert. I don't know how they let us in and booted John Ledger out. But yes, this is the maverick of the wireless industry right now. T-Mobile CEO John Ledger. They're based right here in Bellevue. And they are really upending things, not only getting kicked out of concerts, but changing the way the wireless industry works. Just this past week at the show, they announced a new incentive program where you can get essentially up to $650 if you switch to them in a combination of trade-in value for your device, and then they will cover the cost of your early termination fee with another carrier. They've been adding customers like crazy. They just added 1.6 million customers in the last quarter, still the fourth largest behind Sprint, Verizon, and AT&T, but making a lot of waves from their base over there in Bellevue.
That's a big investment to gain a customer, up to $650.
It is. Certainly, they are spending a lot of their marketing budget on these kinds of costs that they're covering for customers, but they're hoping that it pays off in the long run if they can get these people into the fold.
So they spotted Ledger at this AT&T in concert and said, get that guy
they
out
did.
Of the 86th them because he works for the office.
Exactly. They did. It was probably the most boneheaded move of CES. It was pretty dumb. AT&T should have said, hey, you're here. Obviously, we have the good show. And they should have played it up like that, but they didn't. They just let it go.
And they left you and Taylor there. That's amazing.
Exactly.
So were there any other Washington State companies cutting through all the noise down there?
Absolutely. One that really stood out for me was called Innovega. They are an augmented reality company based in Bellevue. And they are essentially what comes after Google Glass. Their technology relies on contact lenses. So you wear a contact lens in conjunction with a projection system inside your eyeglasses. And what it does is the contact lens refracts the light in such a way that you can see the images on your glasses, even though they're very, very close, and even though they're very immersive. So the combination of the lenses and the glasses essentially create a new digital world around you. They have a contract with government agencies, and they're doing very well.
I'm dumbfounded. I can barely get my head around Google Glass. Only we've got just a few moments left. What was the goofiest, weirdest thing you saw at the Consumer Electronics Show?
You know, it probably was Ledger getting kicked out of the AT&T concert. I think that was the craziest thing. And the sensors, just the extent to which these sensors are getting embedded into our lives.
Todd Bishop, read him at the tech website GeekWire if you want to find out what's going on in technology in our area. Thank you so much for stopping by again, Todd. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
It's The Record on KUOW.